are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today, as I said, we are going to talk about, and I realized I ran into, we had a bit of a scheduling issue, and so we don't have an image for today yet, but what I call, it's time to ante up. One of the reasons people complain is to diminish their good fortune. Now, why would we diminish our good fortune? You're going to hear me say a few things that might hit a little close to home. I knew it did for me when I realized this. But one of the reasons people complain is to diminish their own good fortune. Now, you know that people complain to enhance their good fortune, to brag about things that are going well. But people also complain to diminish their good fortune. So really, so they don't have to share. I got enough problems of my own. And today I want to talk with you about your legacy. I want to talk to you about your imprint. And I want to talk to you about what it is that you are going to do in this world. As a result of your being here, will more things have been consumed or will lives have been improved? Now, before you write me off and think, well, what can I do? You can do a lot. One of the things that popped up on my newsfeed on Thanksgiving was a reminder that back when I was at the church, myself and a whole bunch of people went to a homeless shelter and we served food that day. It takes all of us to make the world better. And we can do that through volunteering. And it doesn't have to be some sort of a huge, grand thing. The thing I would ask you is, what are you doing to justify the bandwidth you're taking in society? And I mean that sincerely. Each one of us can do a little something or a big something to make a difference in our world. Just last week, I came to the realization that this volunteering at the Reef Restoration Society program was not going to work for me because it was long days. I mean, it was like 8-10 dives a day, and I can get tired after 2 dives a day. And so I immediately began to think, how can I help? How can I? And someone reached out to me, and there's a woman who wants to become a professional speaker, and she contacted the Florida Speakers Association, and they reached out to me and said, would you mentor this person? And I said, yes, absolutely. I want to give back. I want to give. So in what ways are you giving? I'm sure you are. I just want to make sure that you are giving at a level that will make you feel like you made a difference at the end of your life. At the end of your life, you are going to feel so much better about what you did to make things better and to leave the world a little better than when you got here. One of the things that I've decided to do, and this is one I wanted to share with you, is that my company, Lamplighter, and myself give to a number of causes and charities and things that we think are important. And then it occurred to me the other day that giving a little to a lot of different places is good, and we can make more of an impact by choosing one organization that is extremely important to us and channeling a significant amount of money in that direction. And so what we decided to do is that we haven't started the date. It's either going to be January 1st or it'll be December 1st, depending on when today is December 1st. So it's probably going to be January 1st, but we've already created the things for the website. But starting then, every dollar that is spent through our website, whether it is buying a complaint-free program or bracelet or whatever, 10 cents on every dollar is going to go to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals International. The limited research I did tells me that they are the gold standard in helping organizations around the world and helping veterinarians and making sure that the plight and the lives of animals, both livestock and domesticated, are improved. These are not radical, crazy, you know, people who are, and that shouldn't, that's the wrong word. The people who are passionate about animal rights, because I'm a vegan, are not radical, neither necessarily radical or crazy. There are some, but that's true of any movement. But the SPCA is working to improve the lives of animals around the world. So what we just decided to do is 10%. It's very easy. And that's what we're going to do. So today I'm inviting you to ante up. I'm not telling you where to ante up, but you know, when you play poker, for those of you who have played poker and those of you who haven't, you've certainly heard the term. When you play poker, which I haven't played since college, and we used to just play for, you know, nickels and dimes, you have to put a certain amount of money in. You buy into playing the game. You know, are you playing the game? Okay, then you got to buy in. You got to ante up. You got to put in your 10 cents or your $20 or your $5,000 or whatever it is. You got to put it in if you hope to win, if you want to make the world better, if you want to have an impact. So I'm inviting you to ante up. I'm inviting you to ask yourself, in what ways am I volunteering to help someone's life? In what ways am I giving part of my abundance to improve the lot of the lives of animals or people or whatever? You know, my ex-wife Gail and I are very good friends, and Gail loves horses. And Gail and I discovered, as most people do, that putting horses, you know, it's like anything. Brushing the horse, tacking the horse, everything, that's the work. You know, getting on the horse, that's the fun. And Gail wanted to figure out a way to give back to the world and at the same time to enjoy being around horses. And so she volunteered to be a guide at a riding camp where children came on a daily basis, children with disabilities, physical and emotional, and they got to ride the horses. And all Gail did was walk the horses around the arena. How often did she do this? If my memory serves me, it was once every couple of months. Took her about an hour. She would always feel like, oh, I got so much stuff to do. I don't really have time to do this. And yet when she came back, she felt great. So the reason I'm inviting you to do this is I want you to feel great. I want you to feel like you're making a positive difference in this world. So pick a cause, pick a person, and begin to get actively involved. Don't stick your toe in, jump in. If you're not happy with the way it's going, you can go somewhere else. The main thing is we all need to ante up. Here's one of my pet peeves. Why doesn't somebody do something? I forget who said it. They look at God and say, God, you know, God, why don't you do something? And God said, I did. I sent you. So if there's something important in the world that you'd like to see improved, transformed, made better, it's calling to you to get to work on it. So ask yourself, what are you going to do? And if you're not doing anything, get started. Sue says, I keep going off. I don't know why. I hope not. All right, everybody, any other comments before I say goodbye and invite you to have a wonderful day? I'll look here and see if there's any comments available for me. Not seeing any. All right, well, I'm going to say goodbye, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Make it a great day.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more